One of the biggest mistakes I see is one-size-fits-all marketing. HQ rolls out a glossy campaign, tells everyone to run it exactly as is, and expects, well, miracles sometimes. Marketing is not just external, it's internal. Franchise marketing doesn't fail because people aren't trying. It fails because franchisors and franchisees aren't often aligned. If you're a franchisor, you've already proven you can run a business, but scaling that into dozens or hundreds, if that's your intention, of locations, that's a whole new sport. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Imagine this. You've got a franchise brand that looks like it should be unstoppable, a polished logo, a proven product, a business model that works so well in one location it made you think, hey, let's scale this thing everywhere. And in theory, every store should be a carbon copy of that success story, with customers flooding in, sales soaring and smiles all around. But hey, here's the reality check. One location is thriving and another is barely scraping by. A national campaign looks great in the boardroom but flops in the local market, and sometimes people actually running the stores aren't even sure what campaign they're meant to be promoting this week. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Franchise marketing is one of the trickiest balancing acts in business. And today, we're breaking down the major marketing mistakes both franchisors and franchisees make and what the smart ones are doing instead. So, let's get into it. Now, let's talk about what I like to call the franchise tightrope. Here's the thing about franchising. If you're a franchisor, you've already proven you can run a business. But scaling that into dozens or hundreds, if that's your intention, of locations, that's a whole new sport. You need consistency. You need brand control. You need to make sure that every latte, every haircut, or every fitness class feels the same whether someone's in Sydney or Perth. But here's the kicker. Your franchisees also need some flexibility. They need to adapt to their local markets, their local customers, even their local accents. It's like running a band. Think of it. HQ writes the sheet music, but the local stores are the musicians. And if one plays jazz while the other insists on heavy metal, what you get isn't a brand, it's a headache. Smart franchisors recognize this. They create systems that keep the brand consistent, but they leave enough room for local flavor to shine. So now let's explore the one-size-fits-all trap. One of the biggest mistakes I see is one-size-fits-all marketing. HQ rolls out a glossy campaign, tells everyone to run it exactly as is, and expects, well, miracles sometimes. But let's be honest, a Facebook ad that works in inner city Melbourne might fall flat in regional Queensland. The humour, the visuals, even the offers need local tweaks. Think of it like cooking. HQ provides the recipe, but the franchisee needs to add their seasoning. Their customers actually like chili flakes for one market, extra cheese for another. Same dish, right? Tailored taste. The smart franchises, they don't just dump campaigns on franchisees. They deliver a plug-and-play kind of toolkit. What's in it? Templates, graphics, copy, with room for some local adaption. That's where all the magic happens. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Communication. Ever seen this play out? HQ launches a brand new promotion. They've been working on it for weeks, maybe sometimes even months. They send the email to franchisees. Even then, silence. Why? Because the store managers are swamped. The staff don't know what's happening. And the customers get mixed messages at the counter. It's like trying to stage a musical where half the cast never even saw the script. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Marketing is not just external. It's internal. Smart franchises run workshops, trainings, and masterclasses so everyone knows not just what the campaign is, but why it matters and how to deliver it. When your receptionist, your barista, your manager can explain the promo with confidence, that's the moment when customers buy in. And here's the tricky balancing act, right? National campaigns give you consistency and clout. Local campaigns give you relevance and connection. Lean too far either way, you fall up off that tightrope and you lose. Now, we worked with a client where HQ created some stunning video. We're talking cinematic, polished, award-worthy kind of stuff. But the local stores, they really had no idea how to use it. No instructions, no training, nothing. So what was the result? It gathered digital dust. But here's the fix. Centralized assets plus local activation provide not just the shiny ad, but a step-by-step playbook for using it. And better yet, track results locally and nationally so both sides can learn and improve. It's like dancing. HQ leaves the choreography, but the local stores bring the energy that gets the crowd cheering. So let's put this all together. What do smart franchises do that others miss? Number one, they have an aligned strategy. HQ sets the direction and the brand tone and the key messaging. Local teams know how to adapt it to their communities. Number two, training and education, workshops, webinars, simple guides. Every franchisee and staff member knows the what, the why, and the how. Number three, repeatable systems, plug and play templates for social, email, paid ads, whatever your business is using. Something easy to use, flexible to adapt. That's the winning formula. Number four, retention, not just acquisition. It's not always about new customers. The smart ones nurture the existing ones that they have through CRM systems, loyalty programs, and you know what? Good old-fashioned follow-up. Number five, measurement and iteration. You need to track results nationally and locally. Share wins across the network. Tell people about the good ones and what they're doing well, and adjust the campaigns in real time. This is how franchises turn chaos into consistency and consistency into what we all want, growth. So here's the takeaway. Franchise marketing doesn't fail because people aren't trying. People generally are doing their best. It fails because franchisors and franchisees aren't often aligned. HQ wants consistency, stores want flexibility. Customers, all they want is clarity. Okay, so the smart ones, they bridge that gap. They build systems, they provide training and empower every single location to deliver the brand promise in their own community, in their own way. So, listen up. If you're a franchisor, ask yourself this. Do my franchisees really understand the campaign we're running? Do they know how to use the assets we're giving them? And are we tracking results locally or just patting ourselves on the back nationally once it's delivered? And if you're a franchisee, ask yourself this. Do I actually know what campaigns are live right now? Am I adapting them to suit my customers? And if not, have I even asked HQ for the support and training I need? Because when franchisors and franchisees work together, that's when brand grows. That's when locations thrive and marketing finally works the way it's supposed to. Here at the Marketing Factory, we help franchises create masterclasses, systems, frameworks that turns every single location into a marketing powerhouse. Well, that's the goal. So if you're ready to take a new approach to your marketing and start scaling your franchise with confidence, go ahead and book a discovery call on our website or connect with me, Marissa Candy, across all the socials. And remember, great marketing doesn't just live in HQ's hands. It lives in every single franchise location. Go and get them. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.